Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we're going to talk about obeying what is in the contract. You know, every word of that contract, of the JCAM, the Joint Contract Administration Manual, represents a concession from management that we had to fight for as a union. And in some instances, it's also a concession that management got from us. And a good example of that is Article 41.3. I think it is. I don't know. I just looked it up this morning because I talked about it at my own station. Because at my station at East Las Vegas, we've been getting mandated where carriers who are not on the overtime list are being forced against their will to work overtime. And that is something that our union is weak about. We have a provision, it's right in the contract, in the JCAM, that says that there is an iron rule that you have to obey now and grieve later. So whatever management tells you to do, yes, you have to do it, and then we file a grievance on it on the back end. There are exceptions to that. There is an exception for safety, and it talks about that one specifically in the JCAM, that if you are in danger of life and limb, then you don't have to obey that instruction. But that's a pretty high bar. There is also a provision for unethical. If management asks you to do something and you think it's unethical, you don't have to obey that instruction. And I add, or illegal. If management tells you to do something that's illegal, you don't have to do that. And then I add the additional one of if it is impossible. If management tells you, you know, like you put in your 3996 in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to need an hour of overtime to complete this route. If management tells you, well, I want you to complete the route in 8 hours, you can't do that. That's impossible. That's why you told them that you need that hour. So those are the realms in which it's okay to say no to management. But other than that, you have to obey now and grieve later. It's in the contract. But isn't it funny how management thinks that they can disregard the contract at will? That somehow you and I are bound by this contract. But yet management, day in and day out, is violating Article 8 of the contract, where in Article 8, it says that you have carriers who signed up to work overtime, and they're supposed to work up to 12 hours or 10 hours in some cases before management forces non-overtime carriers to work overtime. Management violates that provision of the contract all the time. And then we have Article 3 of the contract, which essentially says management is allowed to manage the way they see fit. Well, management has the exclusive right to set staffing levels. They decide how many people they're going to hire. Of course, it's up to them. We can't choose how many people they staff on a day in and day out basis. And when they fail at that job, we get mandated. So is the contract enforceable or isn't it? Are we supposed to just let management run roughshod over the contract and we are on the ass end of it every time? No, guys, that's what your union is here for. That's what I'm here for. I am a union steward at East Las Vegas. I'm running for vice president of our union at, you know, Branch 2502. And I'm here to tell you that the union has your back, and that when management disregards the contract, we owe it to each other to hold them accountable. What's the point of having a contract if we don't enforce it, if we don't hold management accountable just like they hold us accountable? So that's our role. That's my role specifically as a union steward and as hopefully your vice president, is we don't let management get away with that. The contract has to be worth the paper it's printed on. And management can't just run roughshod over our rights, over these bargain for rights. We have this contract that we've been waiting on for like a year and a half to get settled. And the reason it takes so long to get settled is because we fight over every word in that contract. I mean, maybe not every word every time, but at some point, all of these words have been fought over. And that fight is worth something. And we're going to keep fighting over this contract because management has just as much obligation as we do to obey the contract. All right, get with your steward at your station. Make sure that you let them know if your rights are being violated, if you think the contract is being violated. That's our role. That's why you pay those union dues. All right, that's all I have this time. Catch you guys later.